Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Lance from Graham is. Lance, are you there?
I'm here and I'm ready.
Ooh, you heard him, Steve. He is ready, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Lance will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What color is Grover?
Blue.
Yes. Which South Central state is home to the Bowling Hall of Fame?
Repeat, please.
Which South Central state is home to the Bowling Hall of Fame?
South Central? I don't know. Texas?
Yes. What is both a type of bed and a layer of the rainforest?
Canopy.
Yes. In what decade was the Vietnam Veterans Memorial established?
80s.
Yes. What U.S. road sign is typically shaped as a triangle?
Yield.
Correct. Snap, Crackle, and Pop are the mascots for what cereal?
Rice Krispies.
Yes. What do the angles inside a square add up to?
360.
You know it. What band are brothers Robert and Dean DeLeo in together?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes. On what continent would you find the Balkan Peninsula?
That's Europe.
Yes, it is. In a deck of cards, the Devil's Bedpost is the nickname for the four of what suit?
Spades?
No.
Diamonds.
No.
Heart.
No. Oh, my gosh. No. So close. You got a score of 9 there, Lance.
All right. I think I'm feeling confident.
I am feeling very confident. And also, I'm not going to spoil it.
Spoil it.
I don't want to spoil it. We'll talk about it later.
Just say spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, Steve.
And he never asked me if I had listened to the cheat sheet, but I had not.
Oh, well, the cheat sheet was at 7:50, not 8:50.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Spoiler alert, he didn't need the cheat sheet, Steve.
Fine.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
What color is Grover?
Grover is blue.
He is. Which South Central state is home to the Bowling Hall of Fame?
South Central state. I don't know. Indiana.
No.
Illinois.
No.
Texas.
Yes. Wow. What is both a type of bed and a layer of the rainforest?
Tempur-Pedic?
No.
a type of bed. Queen?
No.
King?
No. In what decade was the Vietnam Veterans Memorial established?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
80s.
Yes. Which road 60s. Sign is typically shaped as a triangle?
Yield.
Yeah.
Great
Snap,
program.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop are mascots
Rice
for what? Yes. What do the angles inside a square add up to?
360?
Yeah. What band are brothers Robert and Dean DeLeo in together?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Know it.
Remember, I was in the band, too,
yeah,
for
you
a
were.
Second.
Yeah. On what continent would you find the Balkan Peninsula?
Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Asia.
No. In a deck of cards, the Devil's Bedpost is the nickname for the four of what suit?
A diamond?
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and that is a loss. Oh. 9-7. Congratulations, Lance.
Me. Booyah.
You put way too much pressure on me.
I know, right?
It's your fault.
I was going to say, he answered the 9 that he got right. He got them all on the first guess.
Really?
And then he guessed all 3 of the suits, but not clubs.
Clubs.
Clubs. The Devil's Bedpost is the 4 of clubs. Also, he knew the Balkan Peninsula is Europe, and type of bed and layer of the rainforest, canopy.
Oh, yeah, I would have never got that.
So this morning, you had a perfect 10.
Yes.
A tie.
Yes.
And a loss.
Yes.
That's a full day for you, Steve.
It started off great, and it just slowly got worse.
The Daily Mix Show.
So we found someone who was at Game 3 of the World Series last night, and it looks like she even came home with a very special souvenir as well. We're going to talk to Erica after Creed. So last night, Game 3 of the World Series went to 18 long innings, Steve Miggs. I've never been in a sporting event for 7 hours. Have you?
No. I mean, I've been there like in extra like overtime games in the playoffs before when I was growing up, but in extra inning games, but never one that went pretty much two games back to back.
Almost
18 innings.
Almost to midnight, and we have Erica on the phone right now. Erica, you were at the game last night?
Yes, I was. I'm sorry. I have no voice from cheering so loudly.
Now, were you cheering because the Dodgers won, or you're just cheering because you're happy the game was finally over?
Maybe both, but really, I was not giving up hope for my team. I was waiting. I didn't want to leave, so it was a really satisfying win after all that time.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine if the Blue Jays ended up winning, because, I mean, that place was just freaking rocking yesterday. I mean, I'm glad I didn't. I was like the 12th inning, I'm like, I got to go to bed. And I'm thinking, thankfully, I wasn't a fan of either team. So, like, but still, seeing that home run and the crowd react that way, I know I wouldn't have been able to fall asleep after that. And I can't even imagine being at the game.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a point where I think everyone was like, you wanted it to end. But also, you didn't want it to end. So yeah, it was exhausting, but equally exhilarating. It was every range of emotion.
Yeah, I think a lot of the announcers were even saying like this might be one of the greatest baseball games that they've ever watched because of just how many moments that were like good, bad, and ugly throughout the entire game and how it ended.
Yeah, I mean, one of the cooler things was they threw one of the base hit balls. You know, they throw them to the crowd, but it actually knocked me on my head. But I got the ball, which was awesome.
Hold on a second.
Do you remember whose base hit it was?
I want to say it was the Blue Jays, if I'm correct. But I mean, either way, I have a World Series ball, so who cares?
That's awesome.
Wait, hold on. Where on the head did it hit you?
Luckily, I was wearing a hoodie and I ducked because it's actually my worst fear to get hit by a baseball at baseball games. But it knocked me on the back of my neck where my hood was, so I was good.
So did anybody else try to get the ball or did they just let you take it since you were the one that got hit by it?
Essentially, yeah. My boyfriend was next to me and almost caught it right before he hit me. But everyone was, you know, in good spirits. We were sitting next to some very loud and boisterous Jays fans, but they were awesome. Like, the vibes were just great all night. You know, at that point, the teams were, they were both fighting. They, like, everyone just did what they could to stay in the game, and it was just good. Everyone just was hoping something would happen at some point.
You know, I said the biggest fear is getting hit by a foul ball, but to be honest, my bigger fear would be to have my wife get hit with the foul ball, and I didn't do anything about it, because I feel like I would never live that down.
Yeah, luckily it wasn't too crazy.
So, Erica, how did you guys end up getting those tickets in the first place?
So, luckily, my friend works in merch for LAFC for the soccer team. And so I was really really lucky that I got invited. I would never dream of going to being able to go to a World Series game, much less like Dodgers. That's my team. So, really, I'm just super blessed and lucky.
Erica, I got to ask you then, because I saw the pictures. I was watching the post-game stuff this morning, and, you know, they're just showing footage, like aerial footage of L.A. and just the traffic. Was traffic just a nightmare leaving there?
I mean, it always is, but yeah, there were so many people that stayed till 12:30 is when we kind of got out of the stadium. And usually just walk home because it's a nightmare, and we're luckily pretty close to the stadium, so just a couple walks down the hills there, and we're home. Better than a car.
Oh, yeah.
Erica, do you get to go to Game 4 tonight?
Oh, I wish. Maybe by the universe's lucky draw, maybe I'll be able to go to another one, but I'm really hoping for another good game, and hopefully it's much quicker.
Well, thank you so much, Erica, and keep us posted if you end up going to another game, because I cannot even imagine the atmosphere.
Yeah, will do. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And it's got to be worth getting hit in the neck so you have a World Series game-used ball that you can put on this. But that's just so cool.
Yeah, I mean, the memories alone, the whole game was just so crazy. There were so many moments.
Yeah, the bruise will heal. The memories last a lifetime.
Exactly.
Have a good one. Thank you so much, Erica.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of its hook? If so, we've got tickets for Trans-Siberian Orchestra with your name on them. And they're coming to Climate Pledge Arena on November 22nd. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 9:20.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have the hookup on tickets for Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. And even if you don't win those tickets through this game this week, if you buy your tickets for the 3 p.m. show, a dollar from every ticket purchased will go to support our charity of choice, and that is Operation Warm. Let's check in with our contestant. It's Joe Dredd in downtown Seattle. What's up, Joe?
Good morning. Hey, are these tickets that 3 p.m. show you were just talking about?
They are.
That's awesome. And it doesn't interrupt the dog's dinner time.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, how dare Trans-Siberian Orchestra interfere with the dog's dinner time?
Right.
All right, Joe, we're going to spin the wheel and see if you are playing with me or Migs.
Wheels are spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be Migsy? I'm starting to think it will be... Taryn Daly.
Hey, Tito.
All right, Joe, here is your clip.
So you think you can love me and leave me to die. That would be Queen.
Yes.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, buddy. Also, what a hard song to pick a hook from, because I think there's like 7 different hooks in that song.
There's not even a chorus.
What?
It's like there's just multiple parts.
Well done, Joe. All right, Danny, I am ready for my clip. That would be...
It doesn't get any easier than this.
That's the Ramones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
Why do you want a clue?
Wait,
Let Joe give you a clue.
Because I'm getting two songs confused.
Well, it's two words.
It's Blitzkrieg Bop.
Yeah.
Let's go. Funny part is that hook is half of the song.
It is. Joe, congratulations! We're sending you to Trans-Siberian Orchestra on November 22nd.
My wife is going to be very happy about this,
and your puppies too. You'll be home in time for dinner.
That's right.
The Daily Mix Show.
If there has been something we've discussed this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK right now. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Aerosmith. This morning, we have received some texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about, but we are checking in with the Rockaholics right now. So do call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. Obviously, World Series are going on. Yep. A lot of baseball talk happening at this time, Steve.
What a game last night.
Holy smokes.
What a game that finished this morning.
And we have Jackie from Federal Way who would like to chime in on our discussion from earlier. Good morning, Jackie.
No Mariners fan should be rooting for the Blue Jays.
Ooh, hot take. Starting things off.
They beat us. You do not root for the people who beat you.
See, I disagree with that. I think you do root for the people that beat you, because then if they go on to be the champions, then you lost to the best of the best, not the first losers.
Did you root for the Indians in 95 when they knocked us out during our refuse to lose season?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah. I don't remember. I was only 10, Jackie.
In 2001.
I won't even watch Major League after that performance.
What about the Yankees in 2000 and 2001? Did you root for them?
You know what's funny, though, Jackie? I am on your side typically. Like This series, I don't care about the Blue Jays or the Dodgers, but I typically the team that beats my team, I'm of the school of thought, I want to see them just crash and burn in the next round. I do not want to see them do well. But I understand how some people want to have that, oh, at least we lost to the team that won it all. Therefore, we lost to a really good team. Not me. I want to see their balloon just bursted.
No, I don't want to see the Blue Jays win. I wanted to see them lose 4-0 to the Dodgers.
So you enjoyed last night's game, I bet.
Oh, I loved it.
Did you stay up for the whole game, Jackie?
Pitch tonight, huh?
Did you stay up and watch the whole game?
Yeah, I watched the national anthem to the very last pitch.
You're a glutton for punishment. I would have loved to have stayed up, but I felt like we were watching an incredible game.
Oh yeah.
But I was just like, man, I stopped at the 12th inning, and to think that there were still 6 more innings that went on, like I would have been so tired.
And everybody was on their feet. You know, those people that are sitting there for 7 hours standing. That was like that in and of itself was an athletic experience.
And she mentioned Ohtani. If Ohtani pitches a great game after yesterday, I mean, the fact that he was playing that entire game. I mean, great DH, but like still, like you know. He was on base 9 times. He hit 2 home runs, and now he's going to go out there and pitch. He's probably going to pitch a gem.
This is so silly, but I mean, he's just such a... I think he's so adorable. I think he looks so sweet. But have you noticed how long his legs are? His legs are insanely long.
Oh, when we were in the bathroom, Danny and I were talking about how long Ohtani's legs, because we were looking at each other's legs. I'm like, you know, we have nice legs, but not Ohtani-like legs.
I mean, he's a very tall individual, but he is all leg. No wonder he can steal so many bases.
We got a text message. Earlier we were talking about Aaron Levine getting to appear on Jeopardy. Aaron Levine is, of course, from Q13 or Fox 13. Sorry. He does game day for the Seahawks and a bunch of stuff. And apparently that's been like a lifelong dream of his to get to go on Jeopardy. And somebody just said, hey, I did not realize how smart. I was blown away by how smart Aaron Levine was.
Me as well.
So spoiler alert. Aaron won yesterday.
Yes.
On Jeopardy. Like, that was so killer. And when he realized he won, you could see on his face, I kind of got, like, not emotional, but I was so happy for him because there was, like, this look of, I freaking did it. Because he shared the story on his social media page how, like, he took time off from work to focus on studying. Like, he's been, like, kind of, like, you know, just all about getting ready to appear on Jeopardy. So you put in all that work. It's a lifelong dream. And then you win.
So insane.
And then I realized just how stupid I am, because I'm watching Jeopardy. I don't know the answer to like 95% of the questions, but I did grab the ones that I did get right.
Oh.
And I want to see if you guys got them right, too. So are you ready? It wasn't many. I think it was maybe like 6 or 7 questions in all of Jeopardy that I was able to get right.
Dude, even teen Jeopardy, I'm terrible at.
Same.
No.
They need to do toddler Jeopardy. I think I might be able to do that. Okay, are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
Okay.
Anne Hathaway 6.
Anne jumped onto the title object in a lip sync battle rendition of this Miley Cyrus hit.
All right, do you know it?
I mean, I would assume it's Wrecking Ball.
What do you think, Danny? Party in the USA.
Chon.
What is Wrecking Ball?
Correct.
Uh-huh. I got it right. All right, how about this one?
It's your day, too.
It's known for Star Wars Day, but this date is also Petite and Proud Day and International Respect for Chickens Day. Because why not, Chon?
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Chon.
What is May 4th?
Right.
All right, so cool. You guys are smart like me.
We're really smart.
We got one.
Meaning high class, this shortening of a French word can be spelled with a G-I-E or J-E-E at the end.
Oh, bougie.
Yes, I agree with Danny.
Sean.
What is bourgeois?
No.
Sean is stupid. We're smart, Danny, because...
Morgan.
What is bougie?
Bougie, that's the shortening.
Although Ken Jennings called it bougie.
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 He's so stupid.
Bruce Dukov, a violinist who has worked on some 1,800 film projects, gave this song by Sisqó its iconic string opening.
Oh, that's easy.
Thong, 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 thong.
Yeah, I didn't know it until he got to that part, but I'm like, it's got to be the thong song.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. What is the thong song?
That's right.
So excited.
Songs personnel for four.
The booklet for this 1982 album mentions a rap by Vincent Price on track four.
Ooh. I don't know that.
No idea.
I was so far because I'm like back to back got two right.
Aaron.
What's Thriller?
Yes, he narrates Thriller.
All right, we got one more, I believe. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Also the name of an Italian fashion brand. This five-letter word means good or fancy. Morgan.
Ooh, okay.
Gucci?
Oh, Gucci? Good call.
I'm accounting.
I'm going to go with Gucci, too.
Morgan.
What is Gucci?
It is Gucci. Here's the last clue in Tigers Everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I got this one right, too. I forgot. I was so smart.
Tigers Everywhere?
This is a good one, though.
Wait, what was the question?
This is the category, Tigers Everywhere.
Okay.
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor was the theme song for the third installment of this movie franchise.
Rocky.
the greatest movie franchise of all time.
That's not how I said it. I said, that is the greatest movie franchise of all time.
Morgan.
What is Rocky?
That is correct.
Let's go!
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
We hope that you will join us for a fun party we're doing on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. It's called Unwrapped. An acoustic holiday where we've invited Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and more to take all of their instruments and play them acoustically. Steve, it's going to be awesome. And people can grab tickets while they are still available at KISW.com.
And also, speaking of Aaron Levine, tomorrow morning, 7:20, he'll join us.
Yes. Yesterday, I managed to join the artist pre-sale and secure my Rush tickets, Steve Miggs.
Wait a second. You got Rush tickets?
I got my Rush tickets yesterday. The pre-sale started at noon.
So many questions.
Well, a lot of people have been complaining about the price of the Rush tickets, and now I'm one of them.
Okay, I was wondering, because that's what we kept hearing. It's like, oh, Rush is coming. They got back together. They've got a new drummer. Everyone's all fired up, all the Rush fans. That's like that cartoon. 2 hours later, F Rush and these insane ticket prices.
I mean, I have spent big dollars on Rush tickets before, but this was the biggest.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we guess?
So
you feel comfortable telling us?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Danny.
Yeah.
How much money do you think Taryn Daly spent on her Rush ticket?
And are you guessing total or per ticket?
I'm guessing going to go total.
Total. All right. Okay.
And we're going, you bought two?
Yes, I bought two.
Now, I know they're from Canada. Are we going U.S. dollars or loonies?
These are definitely U.S. dollars.
Okay. My guess is
$3,500. $3,500?
Yes.
Whoa.
Danny, I did not get front row tickets.
That's what the front row costs?
Probably.
$3,500, you get a lap dance from Getty Lee.
Yeah, okay, but I was saying, again, total. So I was thinking like $1,000 per ticket.
No.
All right,
those were available, but those were not the tickets that I bought.
Okay. I did not, even with the hints that you gave, I did not think you spent $3,500 to see Rush.
I'm not in that tax bracket.
No. I'm going to say you spent $1,400.
Whoa. Wow.
So $700 a ticket. Oh, wait, I didn't include service charges.
$10,000. Well, Steve, you were definitely way closer than Danny.
Yeah.
But
did I go over or under?
You were over.
Oh.
$1,000.
No, less.
Wow.
So you pretty much got them for free then.
No.
It's under $1,000. Like, why are we complaining?
I know.
You Rush fans. You can't, I mean, you want the band to get back together, but you're not willing to drop a grand on tickets?
I mean, those were options. I just could not pull the trigger on the really expensive ones.
So it's happening at Climate Pledge Arena.
Yeah.
What level, what section are you in?
Oh, it's like
not a 100 level or 200
level? I think it's 200 level, you know, kind of on the right side of the stage. And we paid $369 per ticket.
Nice.
So $738 altogether.
Wow. Yeah, free. I get it.
Yeah, pretty much free. It hurt. I mean, I spent $500 on Rush tickets the last time they came to town, and that was 10 years ago. So with inflation, I guess that's, you know, kind of par for the course.
And what a stupid world we live in where we're like, oh, yeah, bad. You got it under $1,000.
I know. You guys are crazy.
Well, that's not my money you're spending, so I don't care.
Oh. Well, I was just going to say, like, yeah, the Offspring tickets were almost that much. Like, when they came to White River, they were, like, north of $200 a piece. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Remember when we used to get to go to a concert for like $17.50?
Yes.
Those were the days.
Yeah, that's not even the service charge now.
No, the service charge is way more than that.
And I don't understand who are we servicing? The robots?
I don't want to do any robot servicing.
No, not without any lube, right?
Sorry. The Daily Mix Show. Rockaholics Unwrapped is our acoustic holiday show December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena with members of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, and more. And we'd love for you to join us, so get your tickets at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. I just saw this story. I was just laughing to myself because it made me think of me in my 20s back in my stoner days, because something like this happened. Granted, my house wasn't set on fire because of it, thankfully. And what happened was a New Jersey woman, she was unhappy with her booty call because he fell asleep before she arrived. And she couldn't get into his place, so she did what most normal 35-year-olds would do. She bought some lighter fluid and torched the place.
Oh, no.
Set his house on fire. Now, for me, it wasn't a booty call. It was a girl I just started seeing. And I ripped a massive bong hit, and I passed out. And she showed up, and granted, she was, like, living a lot further from me than where I was living. And banging on the door, I forgot to leave it unlocked.
Oh.
She was mad. Not burn your house down mad, but still mad.
Did you guys ever get back together another time?
Yes, I just remembered the next time to leave the door unlocked.
Smart boy.
It didn't get me to stop smoking weed at the time. It wasn't my rock bottom moment, but close to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, winter is coming, you guys. Seattle has just experienced its final post 6 p.m. sunset of 2025. So that means it's darkness time. Daylight savings time ends on Sunday. We're going to be falling back, and the sunset will drop to 4:49 p.m. With less than 10 hours of daylight. By the winter solstice on December 21st, Seattle will only get 8 hours and 25 minutes of light before the very slow return toward the longer days begins.
This is on you. People like you, Danny, that have been wishing for non-summer days. I can't wait for it to get cold again. I can't wait that I don't have to deal with this hot weather. Now, all of a sudden, we're back in the gloom time of Seattle.
Soup season.
You're welcome.
Sweaters and soup.
Oh, all day. Not this song, though. Hey, how'd the Sounders do last night, Danny?
Thanks, Steve. They lost in penalties, in extra, whatever time, and I just hate it all.
Game one of the playoffs was against Minnesota.
Minnesota, so we play again next Monday against Minnesota again in a game of three. So if we win, we move on to the third game. If we lose, we're out of the playoffs.
Tonight, you got your Seattle Kraken back on ice at home, taking on the Montreal Canadiens. That should be a fun one. They're off to the best start of their young franchise.
Let's go Kraken.
As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 53 degrees. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.